afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. My name's Pat Francis.
And I'm Gary Lucy.
And we are here with Matt Belknap.
Hello.
And today is a great day. Is it a great day? It's kind of gloomy.
It's a gray day.
It's a gray day. It's we're just in that pre-après summer period before it's just going to get hot all the time. So just enjoy it.
Yeah, and we're early morning podcasting.
June gloom.
June gloom is right. we're early morning podcasting. Gary is this is prior to Gary going to work. This is right after Matt dropped his daughter off at school. And right after me getting out of bed. I will never, you know what, on the way, driving down here today, I will never have a stand-up comedy special, obviously, because I don't do stand-up anymore. But if I did have a stand-up comedy special, I thought what the name would be.
Was it?
It would be Up All Day, Sleep All Night.
Yeah.
That's what it would be. Pat Francis, : Up All Day, Sleep All Night.
I like it.
That's what it would be.
I want to run errands all day.
I know, exactly.
Sleep
get the kids to bed and sleep all night.
Yeah.
When do you go to bed? When do you guys go to bed?
Midnight. Maybe a little later. But
when do you wake up?
6:30.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's a little rough.
In between the desk piece and the guest on Daily Show, it's usually like I can't take it no more, you know, and just like pass out. But then, and then up like at 6:30, so I'm like, or whenever the cats like demand it. Mm-hmm. Like,
it doesn't matter what time I go to bed. I know I'll wake up at 6:30 because it's just my automatic clock. Just wakes
years
me up.
Of children, you sort of you can't. I can't sleep later than 7 if I want to anymore.
It might be a little later in the summer, like by a half hour, because the kids have camp and camp starts later. But
every once in a while, like you will kind of accidentally sleep in, and you like wake up and the light's a little bit different, and you're like, oh shit, what's he into?
What,
you know, like
what happened? What did I do?
You expect to see him like on the ceiling fan? Yeah. Well,
but
boxes of cereal strewn about the house.
Summer, today's the last day of school, and your kids have been out for a week.
They've been out for a week, yeah. So today's Preston's last day.
Yeah, and how about Zoe? Is she what is she like?
Oh, she just goes around the clock, around the year. She's preschool, so
Matt's a tiger mom.
So they don't know.
She's gonna learn those multiplication tables if it kills her.
But it's still fun for her, so she doesn't mind going.
Her school, it's like camp all year round. All they do is dance around and paint and sing.
And that's where her friends are and all that kind of stuff.
I know, it's funny. Like sometimes she's like, I don't want to go to school. I'm like, you can't be serious. School is like the most fun thing. Like I want to go to her school. Yeah. It's awesome.
And then,
you know, when I pick her up, she's like, I don't want to leave.
Yeah. And then you tell her, it's not an option.
No.
You're going.
Yeah.
So that's how it is.
Yeah. That's right.
You gotta go. But for most kids, it is summer. And you know what summer is? A season.
that is. And so I have a little play-in song for our topic today.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine...
This is a legitimate one-hit wonder.
Yeah, Terry Jacks.
Terry Jacks, nothing else.
Jane's brilliant parody of this was, we had joy, we had fun, we had streaking in the sun, but the cops got their guns and they shot us in the buns. Just for streaking.
That's not bad. What year did Jane write that? 1971?
No, I guess 74, 75, 74? Whenever it came out.
In 1970, is it? Well, I have 70.
Okay, so she was still a child. That's all that matters.
Exactly. This was last week.
That's fair. That sounds like something my youngest would come up with.
She was going to do a Call Me Maybe, but she said, nope. I'm going to go see this in the
set. Well, this is actually a topic today that my 11-year-old daughter, Sarah, came up with. She said, hey, why don't you do songs that have the seasons in the title? I said, like winter, spring, summer, fall? And she said, those are the seasons.
So, dummy.
Yeah, dummy. So,
how much more do I have to explain?
So that's what we're doing today. And a couple of seasons are more popular in song than others. And some are extremely hard to find.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Gary, do you want to...
Now, did you think about, just quickly...
Yes.
Before, because it's too late for you to do anything about
it.
But did you think about doing one episode episode just for summer songs now, because summer does start Wednesday.
Well, that's officially true.
And then you could have done one whole episode. But is there one? Is there a full episode's worth of songs called Fault with Fall on them?
Maybe winter, but then you might be playing some Christmas songs.
Yeah, it would be tough.
You know, Winter Wonderland and
Hazy
stuff like that.
Shade of Winter.
So, but we'll...
spring, there'll be plenty of spring songs.
Will there?
Maybe. Well, there'll be a lot of Springsteen songs.
Yeah, that's true.
It must be...
Before we start, Gary, do you have a game you want to do? Or you want to jump right in?
You know what? I think there's four seasons, and there's two of us, so there's going to be a lot of songs. So maybe we'll save a game.
All right. And I got a couple for a couple of the seasons, and then not that many for some other seasons.
Okay.
Gary, I'll let you start.
Okay. I'll let you. I'll serve. This is very timely, because today, this very day that we're taping it on a Tuesday, when all the records drop, this is a long-anticipated release from our friend Howard Kramer, the mayor of Summa.
I thought you were going to say from Fiona Apple.
Right. Well,
instead, Howard Kramer.
I don't think she goes outside Fiona Apple.
Yeah, maybe people don't know this. Tell the story of Howard Kramer.
Howard Kramer, he's a comedian, and he hosts the podcast called Who Charted, and he's a really interesting guy. He's like a self-help guru for one person, like for himself. You know, he's got very like odd philosophies and stuff, but one of his guiding principles is that every year people need to have a summa. Yeah. Which means like, and there's like all these rules about it. You have to have a summer romance. You have to choose your summer gum.
So the gum is a really big part of it.
Gum is a big part of it. And you have to choose your, you have to have a summer secret so that people know what you did last summer.
What would your summer gum be?
Well, it has to be a fruity gum.
You can't go mint or cinnamon or anything.
Because that's a winter.
I would just go juicy fruit.
That's a good. That's your summer gum. You pick it.
Well, before you don't choose so hastily. You have to go to 7-Eleven and you have to look at what is new, because every year there's like some new stuff being dropped. Like
okay.
There's like sometimes there's like watermelon splash, you know, where it's like watermelon and then there's like the juice in the middle.
Right. Yeah.
They're really forcing
a lot of melon on us this year.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like melon gum. Well, maybe watermelon.
I like watermelon gum. That's my favorite.
I don't want like a mango gum.
I like John Cougar melon gum.
I don't want mango gum, though.
Maybe not. But that's it's for
so okay. So he chooses a summer gum.
Yeah, he chooses a summer gum. Okay. And then.
And it started like a. I feel like it was a few years ago that he really started banging the drum of summer. And it started just in his
with
stand-up
his summer
act.
Drum.
And then, like, I feel like it really blew up when Twitter and Facebook, you know, when that started happening, he was able to spread the word.
Spread the gospel.
Yeah. And then he even made like a video with Zoe Deschanel about summer, about having a summer.
Wow.
Yeah. And so you can check that out on Funny or Die. It's great.
But today is he's released his long-awaited album, Have a Summer. And this isn't even under the Dragon Boy Suede. Imprimatur.
His rap alter ego.
That's his nom de rap. This is Howard Kramer. And some of it, and a lot of it's kind of funny. It's kind of like Dragon Boy Suede, like sexual exploits and crime stories and stuff like that. But a lot of it's just like, it's like strangely personal and like really like deep and stuff. And it's a fun album. I just had a chance to track it once. But I picked this one since it had...
Will this be your summer album?
I don't know.
It kind of has to be.
It kind of has to be.
The Beach Boys new album has to be your summer album, right?
Maybe that'll be a backup.
But, here we go.
This is called, so you don't want to have a summer? Why not? Or something like that.
It's called What the Huh?
What the Huh, that's it.
You're not going to have a summer? In parentheses. What's that, huh? What's that, huh? You're not going to have a summer? Why, how come? Because there's risks. Sure, there's risks. So what? You got to overcome it. You're out on the boardwalk, walking barefoot. Out you catch a splinter right in your hook. You stop in your tracks, you let out a yell. What do you do? It hurts like hell. You hop to the bar next to the arcade. You do a shot of tequila to ease the pain. Then you head next door to the bowling alley. They sterilize your wound with that orange juice spray. Okay, what's that, huh? And
that's a summer adventure. They sterilize your wound with the bowling shoe spray.
Now, this sounds like a life you would live if you were a self-made millionaire or a hobo.
Right. Or a stand-up comic.
He kind of walks that line.
Yeah.
He does.
Between self-made millionaire and hobo.
Yeah. All right. Well, he's living the dream.
And I just have to say, one of my favorite things of all time is a song that Howard created called You Won't Sass Me Like That When I Can Summon Wolves.
Yeah.
So if you haven't heard that song, please seek it out. It's on iTunes.
Very funny man. Very nice man. Very smart man.
All right.
Why? How
he's
is
he's like a savant, right?
Kind of. I think people say that about you.
Though. Yeah.
Well, oh no, they say you're an idiot.
That's right. That's what they
no,
say.
No, no, no. But
well, Gary, life is like a box of fruit gum.
It really is true.
You never know what you're going to get when summer comes.
He's also like he's an accomplished comedy writer. He wrote for he was on Austin Stories, right. The MTV show, and wrote for it and. The new Beavis and Butthead, he was a writer on that.
Mike Judge shows.
What happened to the new Beavis and Butthead?
I know, it was...
Were they do 6 episodes and done?
I think maybe it was its time had passed, maybe. I don't know. I think it was
good, though.
It was good.
It was fine. I loved watching it. But.
And then it just kind of disappeared.
Yeah. Maybe, I think it was too soon. I think maybe in 10 more years.
10 more years?
Yeah.
These kids these days, they don't appreciate,
the classics.
Good satire.
The kids will like it when Andy Samberg and someone else do the live action.
Right.
That's a good call, though. Good casting.
Sean William Scott or something. How is your summer going to begin, Pat, here?
I was going to defer to you, but I'm going to.
Oh, no, I just played my Howard.
He just went.
Oh, that was your song. Mm-hmm. I thought that was just like I.
It's called What the Huh? You're not going to have a summer. The summer's right in the title.
Okay. Well, I was starting in the order of winter, spring, summer, fall.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. You can do whatever
around.
You want.
Yeah.
Just bounce around. I was just starting like that because that's the way Carole King told me to do it.
All you got to do is call.
I wonder if that song would have been different if she would have started out like, you know, in a different order.
Maybe.
It would have been winter, spring, summer, fall. You have to do is call. But if she would have done.
Fall, spring, summer, winter. All you have to do is
read some Harold Pinter.
Or I could steal Splinter from Harold Kramer. Okay, well, I'm going to start with a winter song from 1973. This is a Rolling Stone song from Goat's Head Soup. It's called Winter.
Nice. Deep cuts.
Then I'm cold, cold winter.
This is a Mick Taylor album, right?
I think. Yeah, this is Mick Taylor on guitar.
Listen to that.
Show in a cold, cold winter. And a lot of love is all burned out.
Now, Goat's Head Soup, I think, is a Rolling Stones album that people don't pick up much or get into much. And there's some really, really great tunes on there.
They don't mention it in the first tier, but it is great. Is that Angie is on there?
Angie's on there and Heartbreaker's on there and Winter and some great, great tunes. So if it's just the one, I just think that's one of the ones that people just don't gravitate towards.
Maybe because it seems the most devilish.
Maybe.
That's not an appealing title, I'll tell you that.
Goat's Head Soup.
Disgusting.
You need to see the pullout from inside. It's literally a pot with a goat's head in it and just like vegetables are. It's gross.
That's a turnoff. That is a turnoff.
I should actually put that on a T-shirt and give it to Jimmy Pardo.
If you're choosing between that and like a guy's package with an actual zipper down it,
right.
I'm gonna go zipper.
Right,
zipper.
You might be right about that. I have a. Well, let's just keep going. Let's go to you.
Oh, okay,
I was gonna do like a trilogy of winters, but I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna bounce around.
I'll play a little winter song. This is like one of my favorite song titles of all time. I might have played these guys during the P show. It's one of the lost gems of the 90s. There's this great EP called Against Nature by a band called Permanent Greenlight, which was a project for Michael Quercio, who was the leader of the 3 O'Clock, one of the great L.A. pop bands. I haven't said anything that makes there's no touchstones. No one has a toehold on
this
anything.
Is what's great about the show. I talk about the universally known, the Rolling Stones, And then Gary will talk about the snap zippers.
This is a side project of a guy who did one show in 1986. Right.
but let's hear it because this is how we find new music. So
yeah, this is one of the great song titles of all time. Great guitar, great cowbell in here. This is called Winter Times a Comin', Martha Ray.
Winter Times a Comin', Martha Ray.
Cowbell, more cowbell.
There it is.
Back too soon. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now
Permanent Greenlight. It was a tough choice for me because there's also one on there called "You and I Are the Summertime." But how could you go against Martha Raye? Big played, mouth?
Yeah, and Martha Raye. Now the reason this is about her is because her teeth are made of igloos,
yes, right? They are
really big, crazy igloo teeth.
Yes. You idiot. That's funny.
When I'm going to just stick with winter. What the heck? I was. You know, when I was in grade school and high school, you know, there were just a couple albums that people always had in their collection. They would always have, at least where I lived, it would be Bob Seger's Night Moves.
Sure.
And they would have Fleetwood Mac Rumors. Mm-hmm. And then they would have this this album with the winged horse on the front called Book of Dreams by the Steve Miller Band. And this song is by the Steve Miller Band, and this is called Wintertime.
In the wintertime, all the leaves are brown and the wind blows.
He nails it right there. It tells you exactly what wintertime's like.
You know, when the leaves fall. Wait a minute.
As a poet.
And the birds have flown for the summer. Probably flew like an eagle.
I'm calling.
Wintertime. After you listen to Swingtown and go right into Wintertime.
Some of those records are so great, just perfect that he made. And
yeah, I think Book of Dreams. Yeah, a lot of them not. Yeah. Well, I've made this joke many times and never not funny. You know, everyone tells you, Steve Miller Band's a great guitarist. And then you listen to Abracadabra and the guitar is nee, 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 nee. It's like, what is that? That's not good guitar. That's a child playing with his dad's guitar.
Making a choice. Strip it down.
Yeah, strip it way down.
I'm tired of all this good guitar.
Gary, you're up.
I want to reach out and grab you with a group that... I'd lose my hipster credentials if I had a chance to play the Fleet Foxes and didn't. This is
you couldn't wait till letter F for the Fleet Foxes.
No, had to be today for the White Winter Hymnal. This is gonna really this is gonna fire us up.
What year is this? Approximately.
2010? Maybe this just came out. 11. These guys are at the forefront of the beard rock movement. And
Matt, have you ever heard that group?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, they're big on the scene.
What kind of music? What do you call this?
It's part of the new freak folk, beard rock.
Sorry, that's 2008, it says.
2008, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would say that you can go ahead and, you know, if you're tired of using the term hipster,
yeah,
you can just call people fleets.
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 You're like, these guys kind of nail the whole thing.
I probably a lot of barefootery at their concerts, I'm imagining.
A lot of handlebar mustaches.
Yeah. Our friend Matt Price, I think this is his favorite band.
Yes, that is true.
But I would love to see him with a big beard.
Yeah. I don't know that he's capable of growing it. I don't think he would be mad at me for saying that.
Maybe he could rent one.
What about Howard Kramer? Has he ever had a big beard?
I don't know.
He's another guy that probably can't really grow
one. No. Doesn't need that for summer.
No, you don't need that. You got to shave yourself down. Yeah. So are we advancing through the year now?
I'm going to jump into spring. And this is the only spring song I had in my iTunes. I only had one spring song. I mean, I had a song like Silver Springs, but it's not...
Right. About the spring.
But about the season spring. And this happens to come from the Spring Break original soundtrack. In the 80s, there were a bunch of movies like, you know, Animal House and Porky's and those type of movies. And then there'd be like the cheaper movies, which some were actually good. And I thought Spring Break was okay back then. And my favorite band of all time happens to do the theme song to Spring Break. This is Cheap Trick with Spring Break.
Well,
You know how they got that job.
How they get that job.
The producers...
Banned for Hire?
Admired their work in Up the Creek. Remember that movie?
That was actually after this.
Is that right? Oh, yeah, my God. That's how they got before, the Up the Creek job.
Yeah, that's how they got the Up the Creek job. Wow. I'm up the creek without a paddle.
It's crazy. That's a cheapo, like you were saying, it's a cheapo movie, and yet they have this huge band on the soundtrack.
Yeah, I guess that was the... They spent
all their money on the music.
The other band on the soundtrack that I remember was Jack Mack and the Heart Attack.
Oh, wow.
They were the other band that they got on the soundtrack, and then the rest of it was like incidental stupid music.
Did you own that soundtrack at the time? Did you go out and buy it because of Cheap Trick?
I did. I bought the LP because of Cheap Trick. I still have the LP. I don't think that was ever released on CD. I think this was burned from a 45 to a cassette and then to an MP3. Yeah, that's a song you can't get anywhere.
I don't know that I've ever heard that. Now, did that movie have two questions? Did that movie have like, was there like Rob Lowe in the background or
no? There was no actor that you would know. I think in this.
I'm gonna check it.
Somebody was trying to get laid before you wreck it. That was the
Terry Copley might have been in it.
Oh,
remember her?
Yeah, she's easy on the eye.
She might have been in it. Matt's gonna look up Spring Break 1983.
And the second question is, do you remember when Jack Mack and the Heart Attack were on Laverne and Shirley?
Probably I do. Yeah,
they were, and they were like nerds for some reason, and they were like they sang like a baroque version of Louie called How Did You Like Our Version of Louis. But then they said, you know, then like Laverne and Shirley taught them how to rock, and then they're suddenly this party band.
The only thing I don't remember about Jack, what's the name?
Jack Mack
and the Heart Attack is I don't remember when they were popular.
It's like early 80s, I guess, late 70s.
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, when they were popular.
Are you finding Spring
First of all, I've never seen this movie, but as soon as I saw the video box, it was like crazy memories.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
That's one of those boxes like Blame It on Rio that was video store.
That's exactly what the album cover
is. It's like a bikini woman's hip.
So yeah, who's in it?
With a bunch of guys planting a flag on a giant hip. Okay. Well, first of all,
what's the rating? What did they have?
2 stars. I'm sorry, 3.9 out of 10 for users.
Well, maybe not as good as I remember.
2 out of 5, I think, critically.
But. Started the drive in a couple of times. Go ahead.
Well, leading it off, I don't know if this is by order of appearance or what, but you got the screen legend David Nell as Nelson. Yeah, then you got your Perry Lang as Adam.
Okay, Perry Lang was around.
Paul Land as Stu. Who's Paul Land? That name sounds familiar.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to follow this one.
I like their names so far. Stu. Come on, Stu. We got to go Spring Break.
Paul Land is known for Wild Orchid.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
Spring Break, The Idol Maker, and Private Sessions.
Yeah. Okay. These are all good.
Who's the ingenue? Is it Terry Copley?
Yeah, is Terry Copley in there? Is that wrong?
No, I don't see a Terry Copley. I see a Jessica James. I see a Corinne Wall.
No. Wow.
Jane Modian as Susie. Then you got your Steve Bassett, Daniel Faraldo. Donald Symington.
Okay, but who directed?
Meanie Cousins.
Did Sean S. Cunningham direct it?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
How do you know that?
Because click on him. He's directed some. Click on him real quick.
Okay.
I thought it was Kubrick.
Welcome to.
Oh, wow. He did the first Friday the 13th.
That's right. That's how I knew that. Yeah.
And Deep Star 6. I remember that movie. He directed Freddy versus Jason. He came back to.
Everyone gets their start somewhere, and he got it with Spring Break.
He was the Kubrick of toplessness.
That is amazing that. You know, as low budget as that is, in 83, they could get a Cheap Trick for the soundtrack.
Yeah.
That's where all their budget was for that one song.
This is from a great movie soundtrack and a great movie from the 80s, too. It's Something Wild. What a soundtrack. What a movie.
Yeah.
And it's The Go-Betweens with Spring Rain. Listen to this.
Oh, cool. You found another one. And both from soundtracks.
Those are soundtracks.
It's a Jonathan Demme movie, right?
Yeah. Ray Liotta at his creepiest, coolest.
Jeff Daniels.
Go-Betweens, man, you would do well to check out a nice compilation of them. They're great. Australian group.
Very nice.
That's cool. Yeah.
Cool.
I'm going to... We're almost into summer, so I'm going to jump into summer.
Okay.
Matt, it's my second summer song listed by a solo artist.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So I went, and then I'm going to play two back-to-back here because, first of all, this is... I don't even know how to set this up. This is from 1984. Very, very popular song. It was remade by a hipster band, but I have the original version. Mm-hmm. And this is Don Henley with The Boys of Summer.
I'm driving by your house, so I know you're not home.
This feels like summer to me.
It definitely has a quality. It evokes an emotion.
Yeah, that's, I mean, nobody hates the Eagles or Don Henley more than me. Like, that Don Henley Must Die, that's my anthem, but you cannot deny that song. That is the jam.
Yeah, I know. There's always those bands where I hate that band, but that one song, I got to give it to that guy for that one.
Well, it's a weird, I love that it's kind of, it captures a melancholy about, like, it makes me think of, like, when summer's ending and you're like, oh, I got to go back to school.
I know.
It's just like that bummer feeling.
Right, which is like
something
another.
Something is slipping away.
And Gary, who remade that song a couple years ago? Like a new band remade it. I thought you might know.
Wasn't it like Limp Bizkit or something like that?
No, it was better than that.
Someone almost that bad. It was.
Oh, okay. I thought it was someone good.
No, they were terrible.
Linkin Park.
Oh, okay. Forget what I
was
said.
Trying to look up. Like I.
I'm gonna look.
While you're in there, see if did a Peter Buck play on that song? I remember reading something like they had asked him to, and either said no, or he did it, and now I can't remember which one it was.
I don't know if he played. What are you looking at?
I'm looking up Boys of Summer.
We could have done this.
What are you doing? You're looking it up on where?
I have that song. So
oh, I see. Okay, we'll just do that, and then I'll do my other Wikipediaing later.
Well, yeah, I'll Wikipedia while he's doing that.
Songs, okay. Boys of Summer. Come on,
talk about. I didn't include any Beach Boys. Like, if
you can't go yet.
No, I'm just gonna.
Oh, okay.
I'm just gonna vamp while you guys look up things. But
okay, good.
I was if I had to pick one Beach Boys summer song, I picked that All Summer Long because I like that bit about. Remember when you spilled Coke all over your blouse? They had to immortalize that.
It was the Ataris.
The Ataris.
Not even. I thought it was some bigger. You know, like I thought it was like Fall Out Boy
or something.
But
it's like a scream core sort of thing. Like, yeah.
I don't know why I have this, but
how are people enjoying listening to us look up stuff?
That's pretty great.
That's a great show.
This is how it's meant to be heard, by the way. Yeah. Through a mono speaker on an iPhone.
That's fun. This is episode one of Rock Solid. This is how we did it.
This is one of the most unnecessary covers of all time.
I think you're right.
Like, why? This and Smooth Criminal by whatever dumb band.
Maybe that was Limp Bizkit. No, who was?
Now, that might have been. No,
now we have to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys wanted to find a hit, so they took a song that was a hit.
The only thing those idiots did is they changed the Deadhead sticker on the Cadillac to a Black Flag sticker on the Cadillac, as if that was significant.
Update.
Yeah.
Dorks.
Well, it's written by Don Henley and Mike Campbell from the Tom Petty and Heartbreakers, from the Heartbreakers. Can't find out who played on it, but that's okay.
We'll figure it out later.
So anyway, I played The Boys of Summer just so then I could jump to 2002.
Yeah. Alien Ant Farm, Smooth Criminal.
Alien Ant Farm.
Oh, there you go.
Go ahead. Sorry.
That's okay. So we jump to 2002, and we play a song by Aerosmith called Girls of Summer.
Ah, see what they did. My favorite thing that drives me wild is when a city girl walks a country mile. For the boy she loves, God bless the child inside the Girls of Summer.
That's good.
Wow, that's catchy.
Yeah.
It's like a pretty tasty late period Aerosmith.
Yeah, they got
that. Why, you know, of course, Steven Tyler has to get, like, everything's going great. And then he's like,
now I'm talking into a walkie-talkie for a second. I don't know why.
But yeah, when, you know, when Aerosmith has a good song like Jaded or that song, you know, it's, I'm hoping this album that comes out in August is good. I don't have high hopes.
You can't.
I'm hoping, but I don't.
Oh, there's a team of song doctors, and it's just going to be.
Although, yeah, at least in the studio, you can control his insane, awful voice.
They keep touting it as a return to the 70s sound, and you know whenever they it never happens, but they try, but you know, so.
How'd you like to be a fly on the wall at that Burger King commercial?
Oh my God, I think that every time I see that.
Yeah. I got some ideas! Okay, great, Steven, we're just going to do this, and then we'll play around, but let's just get some of the, no, check this out!
Because you can tell there are like things that are like, okay, do this, and then there were things that were like, obviously just he blew it, and they were like, well, that's the best we're going to get.
Leave it in. I want to know who says, look, we're having a tough time selling burgers and shakes. Steven Tyler.
We're going to get an anorexic mummy.
Yeah. I mean, how does he get cast in a Burger King commercial?
God bless
him. American Idol.
More power
to him. It's brought him a whole new audience of people who are indifferent
but
to
that
him.
Was the only,
Randy
that
Jackson
was,
looks like he enjoys a waffle.
Yeah. That was the, that's true. Point. That was the only offer put on the table to him? Okay, Steven, we put out to see if anyone wanted you for sponsorship. Burger King came back. Weird.
I have one more summer hit. I think you're really going to enjoy this. This is
summer hit or a song with summer.
It was
summer
a miss. Summer miss.
Summer
this
miss.
Was like,
okay.
This was something that really fell through the cracks in the early 2000s. But you heard of the great songwriter Jimmy Webb?
Yeah. And, absolutely.
He had
wrote a lot of stuff for Art Garfunkel solo albums.
Yeah, and Glenn Campbell and everybody.
Yeah.
He had a couple of worthless kids who formed a group called the Webb Brothers, who put out really two really like awesome power pop albums in the early 2000s. And
you just dissed them and then gave them a
I was just joking around.
Okay.
I think they're very talented, and that's got to be a thankless job.
Yeah, maybe that didn't come through.
It's like Wilson Phillips.
Nelson.
Well, aren't you?
He's like Nelson.
Weren't you rooting against Jacob Dylan in a certain way, yes, like before you heard him? It's like that sort of thing.
Even after I heard him. Especially after I heard him.
So like, you know,
poor Wallflower. The Wallflowers have some good hits.
Yeah, okay. He did okay. And he's my
that
brother
must be hard if you want to do music have to
go in the family business,
you know,
like that.
You don't hear it. There's no young Springsteens out there doing music though right now.
That's true. That's true. They're
just like, forget
it. Hey, my kids are just like, regular kids. They just, you know, go to school.
And need something to fall back on.
And get your MBA.
Stealing my impression. I got two impressions.
Everyone gets to do it.
That's
you can do
true.
It too.
Everyone doesn't
we
get
can
to
do
it. Why
we can
do
dueling Springsteen.
You
jump in. when Springsteen comes up, you jump in.
You mean immediately whenever
yes.
up with, okay.
Beat me to it.
Next time.
At any rate, here's a little taste of the Webb Brothers.
All right.
Summer People.
Summer People.
Winter's over.
Jimmy Webb, I'm thinking I might gotta go to that Glenn Campbell concert this weekend at the Hollywood Bowl.
At the Hollywood Bowl, who is Jackson Browne in on that?
It seems like there's a raft of special guests that are gonna drop in and
to help Glenn get through it.
Yeah, it's kind of like going back to our posthumous show. It's kind of like his farewell tour.
I know, like
it's crazy.
Yeah, kind of like when Warren Zevon made the album,
made his victory lap.
I mean, he's not dying. I mean, he'll eventually, I guess, succumb. Do you eventually succumb to Alzheimer's disease? Or?
Mm-hmm. I guess
you
so.
Yeah. I guess you eventually succumb to everything.
Right.
To something.
Yeah, to something.
But that would be hard.
Yeah.
I guess, Pardo was telling me when he was on Conan O'Brien, he kept repeating like the same phrase. Like, it's really great to be here. It's great to be anywhere. And I guess he said that like five times. And they were like, oh, I know.
Oh, dear.
But I wonder
if you're going to repeat a joke, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I wonder how he's remembering the lyrics. I wonder if that's That's tough going.
I think, you know, I'm not an expert, but I think sometimes the old thing, the older memories are easier. Better. It's like recent stuff that sort of, or you know, in the moment, short-term memory is kind of shoddy. But
so like when he says, here's a new one, the lyrics are literally going to be,
yes, that's what's going to happen, Pat.
I think that's what will happen. You should go to that, though.
I think I just might. I'll let you know.
All right.
Do it.
All right. I am.
I will. Fine.
Fine.
I'm going to play a song that Matt actually name-checked at the top of the show before we even started. It was a big hit as a remake for the Bangles, but this is the original from 1968. This is Simon & Garfunkel's Hazy Shade of Winter. This was like death metal for Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah.
This is as hard as they rock.
They broke a sweat on this one.
They really did. I remember when I wasn't super familiar with Simon and Garfunkel's catalog when the Bangles hit came out. So I didn't even know that was a remake. I thought that was their own tune.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't a Simon and Garfunkel song that I was familiar with from their catalog.
Yeah, right? Not really one they played on the radio, but it lets you know that, like, hey, there's, you know, bears some exploring here.
Yeah.
They got nuggets like this buried.
So.
Yes. So that's
to you, Gary. To
definitely
you.
Definitely get those. Moving on to.
Hey, let's all look something up.
Moving on to the autumn or the fall. This is, I think this is the only song I had with like fall as the season. This is from the great new Shins album, and it's called Fall of 82. This kind of a Steely Dan vibe to me.
Okay, see what you think. Matt will love that.
I actually do love the Shins. This is a great album. Like they.
But he said Steely Dan vibe.
I don't care.
Okay. This is just one guy from the Shins, though, right?
Well, they
from the original Shins.
Okay. Yeah, the guy who the leader. He just does what he wants.
You might know lineups. The original Shins.
To you in so many ways, but I didn't go through what you must have in those early days. You have to be strong at such a very young age. A new life on Lima Lane. So won't you listen? Something I never told you that I'm about to try. See, you were my lifeline when the world was exploding. Yeah. You moved back
for the great album Port of Morrow. That is the Shins.
And this was fall was the hardest one.
Yeah, fall was hard.
Everything was like a song about falling or Fall on Me by R.E.M. There was nothing, and I couldn't find any fall song, so I went with Autumn.
Of course.
But I only found one Autumn song.
Is it by the Kinks?
It's by the Kinks.
I'm so glad. This is awesome.
This is from 1967 from the album Something Else by the Kinks. This is Autumn Almanac. In mono.
From the deer-soaked hedge creeps a curly caterpillar. It's all part of my autumn almanac. Breeze blows leaves of a musty colored yellow. So I sweep them in my sack. Yes, 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 it's my autumn almanac.
Leaves of mustard color yellow.
I know.
Paints a picture.
He does.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Guy's written about 500 songs, I think.
At least.
It's crazy.
The
go ahead.
So
what else is going on? What do you guys want to talk about?
I think I talked about. I hate to repeat myself, but Valentine's Day of 1997, one of the great live shows I ever saw was a secret show at this club called EJ's in Portland, and it was Elliott Smith, backed up by the great group Quasi. And it was like their all kink show, and they all kind of wore those Edwardian outfits.
Cool.
And just played this mid period stuff. They played Autumn Almanac, Big Sky, just everything. Oh, Waterloo Sunset. Great. It was one of the great nights.
And how did you find out about the Secret Show, Gary? How are you in the know?
I was dialed in. I had my finger on the pulse.
Is this Gary, when you were?
Gary
you
was
were,
obviously
you,
connected. He was
were you a mailman at this point?
I was.
Because I see that you have an invitation that you're delivering to someone, and you crack that baby.
Yeah,
open.
Right, exactly.
And you, oh, what is this? It looks like a secret invitation. Ooh, and then you lick it back up and tape it and put it back in someone's mailbox. You got another song?
Is it me? I wanted to play another Autumn song by a great unsung LA band called the Sugar Plastic. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
Oh yeah,
no one has.
These guys are great.
Have you ever heard of Sugar Plastic?
No.
Well, maybe you'll like this one. It's about
when you name these new when you name band like Sugar Plastic. Yeah. Now, do they have like an EP with two songs? Do they have albums?
They had a major label album in like the late 90s called Bang, the World is Round. They kind of sound like XTC a little bit, and that's not a sound that people are.
And when you say the Sugar Plastics, yes. do you just like this one song, or do you like their whole entire
everything they did? They're just like it's one of those things. Like these guys are so good.
All right,
but this is music for another time. Or
okay,
something like
all
that.
Right.
Yeah.
The Sugar Plastics. I'll give it a whirl. Why wouldn't I? What am I going to do? Hold my ears?
What if it becomes your favorite song?
It could.
It's all or nothing. You kept it Autumn all the time.
That kind of goes down smooth, right?
Yeah.
Not bad. They kind of remind me of the 88 a little bit.
Oh, the 88, that ties right in with Ray Davies, because whenever Ray Davies tours now, the 88 is his backing band.
Yeah. Did that show already happen? That was coming to the World Tour?
No, that's coming in July. I've got tickets for that.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed that song didn't go, my girl wants to autumn all the time, autumn all the time, autumn all the time.
I do applaud. That was a missed opportunity.
No, whenever you play these bands, I'm drumming on my knees and I'm bobbing my head, and it sounds nice. Well, I like it.
Hopefully it'll be some awakening
nice.
For somebody.
Are you somewhere. Bobbing your head like yeah and moving your hips like yeah?
Oh, yeah. You know I am.
It's a party in the USA over here.
I'm rocking kicks.
I was wondering who that chick was.
It's me.
Must be from out of town.
So I got one more song, and this is much like when we did the drumming song, and I said, oh, whenever I think of a drumming song, I think of Dreaming by Blondie. Right. Whenever I think of a summer song, this one just pops in my head from the Lovin' Spoonful. Oh, it's Hot Damn.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all night. Just like the heat, it'll be all.
That guy's got the mad flow.
Yeah. He can spit bars and Zal Yanofsky on guitar, tasty licks.
Now, is John Sebastian singing lead on that?
Isn't he?
I don't know, because he sounds different from when he sings Welcome Back Cotter theme song.
Yes.
or when he sings Do You Believe in Magic? He has a different
he can
tone
access,
in his voice.
Yeah, different tones. And That song is so brilliant. It had like that a middle part with the horns honking and stuff. It's just so nicely made. The Lovin' Spoonful could have been, they could have just filmed them to like when they were getting the monkeys together, because you know they kind of had the look and the sound and everything. And but you know what I think happened was, and just brilliant songs. But what I heard happened was there was like a big drug bust down in the village.
Uh-oh.
In like 66 or whatever, and they were rounded up, and apparently they just like ratted everybody out
to save themselves.
Oh. And they were just like persona non grata after that. Like no one was like, oh, high Love and Spoonful.
So, we got to ask Mark Volman about that.
Yeah, we'll have, you, yeah, you, and then and I have to check myself when that song started. I said hot damn. I always thought that I always thought the first thing he says hot damn somewhere in the city, but it's not.
Hot
he's
town.
Saying hot town.
Yeah, hot town.
So that's one of the for years I've now been saying, until right this very moment, I'm like, oh, he doesn't say hot damn.
And doesn't that maybe I'm mistaken.
Although hot damn works. Come on.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I think you've struck upon something.
Yeah.
That maybe you should write them a letter and tell them, well, guys, I know it's 35 years old.
Aren't they in the witness protection program for being narcs?
Doesn't that song play at the very beginning of Die Hard with a Vengeance? The one that's set
yes,
in New York.
I think it does, yes.
And it's like, it's yep. cool. It's actually a cool montage. And
yes,
then
you're right.
It's punctuated by the front of a bank exploding.
Right. Yes, you're right. You're absolutely
cool.
right.
So check out that movie if you want to hear some good riddles and hear that song.
Yeah, that might actually be a movie that Samuel L. Jackson's good in.
Mm-hmm.
And no, he's a good actor. And it addresses the little known and understood problem of neck grit.
Yes. A lot of people don't want to talk about neck grit.
Nope.
You know, Howard Kramer is not going to tell you about the downside of summer.
I was just going to bring that up. That's exactly what I was going to say.
All the neck grit you got to deal
yeah,
with.
Come on, Kramer. I want you and John Sebastian in a room writing a song about this.
Yeah.
For my last one, could you play that Spring 08 a little bit? This you'll have no patience for. So this is just going to be a musical bed under my introduction. This is a group called...
what? Oh, there it is.
It's called Spring 08?
Spring 08. This is a group called... Architecture in Helsinki, and
which I think you may have played before.
I think maybe so.
Right now, it sounds like something that's playing under Steamboat Willie.
Exactly. So I know we couldn't like sit here in good conscience and
this
make
is
it
from a black
this.
And white Disney cartoon.
But for my real last song, I wanted to play you know the great Neil Young song "Winter Long," which is
do I? I don't know if I know it. Maybe if I heard it.
It always sounds like it's like at the wrong speed or like. Can we get a click track in the studio or something? Because it just kind of lurches along. But until the Pixies came along and fixed it.
Okay.
And this is their version of it. The Pixies, Winter Long. Us back to the start of the year. This season's worked out. So
that was good.
I'm going to say that was rock solid.
That was rock solid.
That was a good idea. Yeah. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah, for bringing this up. This reminds me of like when you hear the anecdote about like Moon Zappa wanting to get involved in her dad's life, you know, and
right.
like, hey, you know, I'm alive, and everything, slipping the note under his door, and he's like, all right, and they, you know, and they record Valley Girl together. This is like that. Pat finally pays attention
yes.
to his kid, and she gives us a great idea for a great show. So thank
and,
you.
Well, that's it. That's our show for today. I want to thank Matt for producing, and Gary, thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here on this so early. And
now it was gloomy when we started. Now the sun's out.
Let the sun shine in.
Hot damn summer in the city.
Hot damn summer in the city.
I think I just realized I thought it was hot time.
Hot time.
Hot time. It's, you're right.
That
it's
works
hot
too. That works too, though. Hot time.
Town. But a town's not a city.
No.
It can't be both.
I think I like Sebastian. I think I like hot time the best.
It makes the most
hot
sense.
Hot time.
It's a, hot, it's a hot time.
Yeah.
You know, it's a hot time of year.
Yeah.
I wish it was hot dog.
Hot dog, summer in the city. Like, that's getting your mustard on your shitty. I'm not good at parody songs.
Like us and tweet us and write a review. And tell a friend to listen.
Wait, do we have a playoff?
We don't have a playoff.
Oh, I was hoping maybe you.
What the hell? Well, tell me. We can play some warning here.
Play a song out.
Just vamp for a little bit. I'll see if I can find
it. Hot soup, summer in the city. Like my soup when it's nice and pretty.
I like that Love and Spoonful. I like that. Did you ever have to make up your mind? That's a good song.
Do you know that? Do I have that one? How's that one go?
Did you ever have to make up your mind? It's got that cool.
I remember you posted a clip of them doing Do You Believe in Magic, I think, on our Facebook page.
Yeah, and he's got the zither. He's
yeah.
Got
the, and didn't they have a false start and then they had to start again?
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And they have the chinos on, the tight pants. What are they called?
Like the khakis.
Yeah, but the real tight ones around your ankle.
The clam diggers. I don't know, the peg legs.
I don't know. I have a hoodie on.
All right, guys. Good vamping. Good vamping. Good vamping. Here's a song. I'm not even really familiar with it, but it's in my iPhone. it's the Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh. Okay.
This is probably going to be terrible because most of their songs were.
Does it have summer in the title?
It's called Hot, Hot Summer Day.
Hot, right. Hot Summer Day. Okay. Oops, on Rock
I
Solid.
I said the wrong thing. Hold on.
Hip hop, you don't stop.
That's right.
There might be some editing on this episode.
Do you know that?
Tighten up this ending.
The lady, Mickey and Sylvia. Like, Sylvia founded
Sugar Hill Records.
Sugar Hill Records.
Yeah. She died a year or two ago, I think.
She did.
So this was rap?
Yeah. Get off the sun. Get off the sun. I can get down to this.
Boy. This is from I a few years ago on eBay, I bought a box set called The Sugar Hill Story or something. It's like...
For a dollar.
Yeah, it was super cheap, and it's like everything Sugar Hill Records ever put out.
Here we go.
Here we go.
This has the same rap beat that all the songs have.
This is back in the early days when every rapper was here to say.
Yeah. And this guy stole all his rhymes from the Cold Cut crew, apparently. They were like, these guys were from New Jersey. They didn't know anybody. One of them was a doorman at a club and just stole all these rhymes from like a real rap group.
Like the easiest rap to do is you just say, my name is Gary Lucy and I'm here to say, and you say whatever you want to say. But it has to rhyme with say.
I'm going to... Jason Alexander thinks cricket is gay.
Summertime is back again.
I'm the mellow guy.
Have a good summer, everybody. We'll be back in the fall.
Stay cute.
We'll be back in the fall. We're going on hiatus.
We'll see you in a few months.
KIT.
We're going on holiday.
In your system and your system won't stop us because you're rocking to the rhythm of the rock. It's all right, it's okay, because these things happen on a hot summer day. Young ladies in the stores everywhere trying to purchase their seasonal wares, bikini shorts and beaded hair seem to be the style for this time of year.